Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Around the world with the Easy Way family and to our superstar host of the show, Eric Zuli.
Hi. I'm not the superstar host of the show. You are. This is your show, Dad. You are the man, and you are actually you're going to be the man on June 16th. I want to make sure that we congratulate you. Everybody that's listening, that's tuning in right now, I want you to go to the Easy Way Family group on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Easy Way Network. And everybody say congratulations, James Zuli, on your you're going to be honored, Dad, with the Humanitarian Award at the Honor Thy Father Awards at the Hilton Hotel in Culver City. And I am so beyond proud of you. I mean, what better Father's Day present can you get
than to be recognized? That's amazing, Eric.
And yeah, you're getting it because of being you for as long as you have and being the president of Better Vision for Children. And helping these kids.
I appreciate all fathers should get these awards. You know, it's a real honor, and it's going to be an exciting evening. And I thank you and all the support from everybody. It's just amazing. But there is Monday morning again.
I'm excited, Dad, to meet the guest. Carmelita's Corner's guest is actually the founder of these awards. They've been around for 22 years. They're on the 22nd annual award show. And we're going to hear a little bit more about that. But, guys, welcome to Radio Boomers Live. Hello, everybody that's tuning in. If you're new, we do this show every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can subscribe at rbllive.com. That's Radio Boomers Live, rbllive.com. And get your chance to be on the show as well as you listen and enjoy. And you can listen to us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, and so much more. Google Easy Way Network or Easy Way Radio. It's going to be an exciting show, Dad. We also have a special guest coming on, Lindsay Rose. We got some great information on that. She's a master connector.
Lindsay.
She knows. Yeah, like it's going to be a great show.
And I'm just, the Easy Way with the Wall of Fame and with your Easy Way News and the magazine and the book and everything. It's really exciting, and it's a new period for books and magazines and everything, for TV and radio and even
motion
pictures.
I'm glad
everything's changing.
Dan, I'm glad you mentioned Easy Way News as well, because we are, Easy Way News is booming, and we're going to be putting out a lot of regular news, general news. And if you guys that are listening, email Easy Way Newspaper, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Newspaper at gmail.com. If you have any news, we want to hear about it. Maybe we'll put it on our online newspaper, reaching about 2,000 views a day right now. But we're gonna, Dad, you do the news segment, which we got to get into here pretty soon.
That's right.
Radio Boomers Live news and hot topics, and we're gonna be putting that on Easy Way News. And then also we're looking for contributors, you guys. If you got some good information, you know, definitely reach out to us, easywaynewspaper@gmail.com. We want to hear what you got, but you do need to be a member. You do need to be a member, which means you have to have an account and set up your profile on our network. And any of our sites, easywaynetwork.com is the main place to go, easywaynetwork.com. Invite code is easyway. It takes a couple minutes. You set up your profile. And people don't even realize how powerful setting up your profile is. It literally books you appointments for sales leads and new connections, and puts everything that you have, all your main information that people need to know about you, into one simple place. So it's really turning into a great vehicle, a great tool for everybody. But hey, let's go to hot topics, guys. We're going to, and then when we come back, we're going to have our special guest, Lindsay Rose, and we're going to go commercial break and then hot topics, and then we'll get to our special guests. Stay tuned.
Absolutely.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way TV, and join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
There we go. June 3rd, it's, they have a National Chocolate Macaroon Day or something like that. Every day there's something, you know, but... what do we got here? Well, all right, global recovery overall. People are interested in the economy and what's going on. So the overall picture from the pros, they say it's basically a steady but slow, but, you know, slow is better than nothing. Gold is at $2,330 an ounce, and interest rates cuts are predicted coming up here right now for 30-year. We're looking at 7.723. So, you know, don't be dismayed about buying a home. If you buy in the 7 range, I bought at 9% back in 77, so you can always refinance. So you keep it for a couple of years and refinance and get down into the hopefully 4s or 3s again. Mexico elected its first female president, and it's a big event. I mean, the first time this ever happened. A lot of competition there. So let's hope everything goes good for their new president there. And it's just a lot of political issues and a great divide among their beliefs and, you know, in the should they use oil? Should they use the green machine? It's pretty tricky. So anyway, we're going to touch base on that later. And I'm also going to touch base on the glacier issues. There, people are concerned with all these glaciers breaking off and melting and what it really means. Okay. So when a glacier breaks off and it melts, it's going to cause sea level rise. But don't forget it. It can take 100 or more years for those big ones to melt. Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister aide, says that Israel agreed to Biden's ceasefire plan. Israel had also agreed to Biden's plan to bring the war in Gaza to an end. So let's hope that comes about. NASA and Boeing calling off their Starliner launch. It was stopped 3 minutes and 50 seconds prior to the launch. They have an automatic system that can shut it down, and better to stop it in case something happens, you know. So we'll see. That should be.
And just, I want to make sure we have some time to shout out a couple of people who are listening right now. You know, Joe Welch, Papa Tim Stewart. Looks like a couple of people saw the post. Alex Stern, who is actually one of the co-founders of Constant Contact. Wendy Lynn Adams, who dated Elvis. There's some really high profile, awesome people. Eric Wesley, who's the cash flow concierge. We appreciate all of our listeners, and there's hundreds of other listeners, but these are just a couple quick shout outs that we want to do. And then also we got your emails, and we are going to ask the topic, and you guys can email us in what you think, or you can post on the post that we're going to do on our group, Easy Way Family, LinkedIn, Facebook, or Easy Way I. What is your opinion on Trump and the verdict that just recently happened? We want to hear what your guys' opinion is on what just recently happened. And so we'll look for that. And Dad, I think it's time that we have about another minute or so. Anything else that you missed on Easy Way News?
Well,
I'm sorry, on Hot Topics.
No. Get ready for the summer. We're looking at some triple digits coming up, and millions are preparing for heat-related. It causes problems. Mexico has had a lot of problems with their high temperatures over 110 degrees. And so with that, and
all right, well, we're
going
to go to commercial break, guys, and when we come back, we're going to have Lindsay Rose, and Lindsay Rose is a master connector, a producer, an entrepreneur, and we're actually training her to come on board with Easy Way Podcast. We'll learn a little bit more after this commercial break.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
All right, so coming
yes,
up indeed. Next
there,
to the
yes,
show.
I did have a lot of, I did have a lot more news to cover, and I did have stuff on the Trump issue, but I didn't have time to go into all that. That has to be a special edition. But I did have, there's been a lot of prominent lawmakers that say these charges should never have been brought about. But like I say, it's something that we got to cover. But I'm anxious to get Lindsay Rose on here.
Well, I'm anxious to hear all of the people, everybody, the listeners. I mean, it's about the Easy Way family, about you guys. We want to hear your opinions on these topics and what's going on. And, yeah, so we got to get to our special guest, Lindsay
yes,
Rose. And Lindsay Rose
is
Chief Business
okay.
Officer of Omnilux VR, expert in media, hosting live concerts, metaverses, VR, XR, AR, and AI. Also, she's in film production. She's a professional matchmaker and dating coach since 1997, connecting singles and helping people find happiness. And she later embarked into the entertainment industry, and now she's a partner of multiple TV networks. She's up with Easy Way Network, daytime talk show host, producer, problem solver, solutionist, speaker. It goes on and on. We're going to learn and hear directly from Lindsay herself now. Welcome to the show, Radio Boomers Live, Lindsay Rose.
Lindsay, are you on with us?
Goodness, I am. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
There
great.
She is.
You guys are just
finally,
wonderful.
Finally
everything
you
about you guys.
Oh. Lindsay, we've been trying to connect, and we've been going together a little back and forth a little bit on the emails and texts and that, but we can finally talk a little bit. Have you been getting my emails on BBC? Did you receive those?
I have, and my heart just
good,
goes out
good.
To everything it is that you're doing with that. I love every bit of it.
Oh, I'm just glad you got it, because sometimes I'm a little bit behind in my tech stuff, and I'll send it, and it may not go out. So I'm glad you got it. There was a
yes.
short version and a longer version.
Yes.
So Lindsay, I want to get right into how we met you and kind of tell everybody the journey and the story. The day that we met you actually was the Newport Beach. There was a event with GiveBucks, as well as the event
mm-hmm.
that we were doing with it was a film event, an industry networking event, and you were there with a friend, and there was just something
mm-hmm.
something about you and your energy, and this was 8 years ago, I think. 7 years ago.
Yeah, this was quite some time. And I had been in, thank you so much for that. I'd been in the entertainment industry for a couple years, and I just kept finding myself going to a place where it was like I was pausing, and I was going, what is going on? Why am I not surrounding myself around the quality of people? And then it wasn't until that event that I met you and your father that there was this aha moment of a place that I just felt like I belonged. I belonged with everything it is that you guys stood for. And it was as though that event that took place, it was for other people, and I was representing and I was with them, but I had felt such a pull and such a connection to you guys and everything you guys stood for that I was like, well, how can I be a part of this? Where can I fit in here? Because I want to do what you guys are doing. And you guys, you and your dad both said, well, we've already built everything out, Lindsay. Like, what would you like to do? And it was, for me, a spiritual thing, right? So I just felt aligned with you guys, and I felt like God was saying, here, Lindsay, this is this door that I've opened for you, and I want you to be with the circle of people that are going to raise you up, and they're your right quality. And so that's the thing. A lot of people that get involved in the entertainment industry fall into the traps of people promising them things and not delivering it. However, everything with you guys, you've always 100% delivered, been transparent. And so, which brings me to my excitement in being able to share Easy Way Network with other people and giving them an opportunity so they can have podcasts and have their voices be heard on a number of topics, a myriad of causes, because there's not one cause that's more important to me than the other. So I love that you guys have created something that's turnkey for people such as myself to go, okay, great, this is what I want to do. And you're going, Lindsay, we built the foundation. Join us.
Very simple. Exactly. Very simply put. I love what you're doing. You're definitely an entrepreneur at heart, and this is a baby boomer show, and the people that are listening right now are hearing your opinion of your real-time experience as a connector, connecting with a network that you're able to leverage to be a better connector. Now, I'd love for you to share your story in becoming a connector, and the good times, the bad times, the whole journey of what drew you down this path of being a producer, a connector, entrepreneur, and now very much into the new age way of doing things with VR and AI, et cetera.
That's what I wanted to ask. You could have went any direction, and you chose what you chose, and it's turned out to help so many people. What was it that brought you down this path?
So that's kind of funny. Okay, so I used to stay up late at night with my mom, and I would watch dating shows, Love Connection with Chuck Woolery. And I would always try and say who it is that I wanted to pick for them to end up going on dates with or whatever. And so that was, I fell in love with that at 7, 8, 9 years old. And then I realized that being a matchmaker actually was a real type of a job. So I looked up. I was 16, you guys. I was in high school still, and I had called on a matchmaking agency that was in the Midwest and asked them if they were hiring. And my voice was so squeaky. I mean, mind you, a very high-pitched voice. And you know what I mean? And anyhow, they were like, okay, well, now how old are you? And I was taken aback by that because I thought, how dare you guys ask me how old I am? I said, I'm 16. And they said, well, how about you call us once you've had a little bit more life experience? And I thought, how rude. So I called them 2 weeks later, set up an interview, and, you know, had a 4-hour interview with them. And then I worked for a matchmaking agency for about 24 and a half years, and I owned my own through that as well. And then once I had taken I learned that everything in life, you guys, is, yes, based off your connections. It's your relationships that you build and the foundation that it's built off of. In utilizing and understanding how you can leverage that to giving other people in this world what they want without ever having to ask for it, everybody around will end up with what they want. So I had taken my relation. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Please. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say. So once I understood the love sector, I took that to Hollywood, and I was like, well, I mean, if I can do this in the love industry, I can surely introduce people in the entertainment industry. And so Hollywood essentially came knocking on my door, metaphysically speaking and physically speaking. I just on accident became a producer. I saw a need for a woman. I had met her at an airport. She had a dog with her, like a service animal, you know. And I was like, okay, something is going on with this lady. I had a discernment, I had a wisdom. That her name is Sherry, and this guy was kind of interacting with her there, and I don't feel like she felt safe with him there. So I went and I sat next to her and diffused the conversation that was taking place between them. And she told me why she had her service animal and some of the things that she had been through in her life. And I said, I don't know how I'm going to help you, but I'm going to help you. Stay in touch with me. Here's my number. Long story short, guys, we stayed in touch with each other for over a few years, And I ended up heading out to LA, and I had produced a show called The American Family Makeover, where I just was raising families up. I'd give them a hand up as opposed to a handout. This woman in particular, she had mentioned that she would go to the grocery store and she would have to put back her fresh fruits and vegetables because it was too much money, single mom. And I was like, okay, how can I help her? I'll just get her a greenhouse. So I got her a greenhouse. Then she had also said, and we put it in the back of her condo, in her backyard. And then she had also spoke on, she was sewing masks and her sewing machine light went out and she had bad vision, if you will. And she needed a new sewing machine to be able to continue doing this. And I was like, okay, I can buy her a sewing machine. I can buy her a desk. I can utilize my resources at hand. I'll create a website and then I'll sell ad spots on there. You guys, I had no idea this was a full-on show, let alone I was becoming a producer of anything. I just thought I need to help somebody. So I had embarked on this, and I flew out to L.A., and I was only going to be there for a weekend, and I had been posting about what I was doing. And on my following, thankfully speaking, people started responding to what it was that I was doing for this woman that I didn't really know, and asking other people if they wanted to get involved and what that would look like. So that got the attention of the entertainment industry. So, you know, I've got people reaching out to me from, agents. And I'm going, an agent? I don't really know if I need an agent. I guess I could. I don't really know. So I ended up, long story short, I ended up telling this story a few times over to a few people. I ended up getting offered to be a talk show host for a network. And as I was a talk show host for this particular network, I started creating solutions behind some of the problems. And then I ended up becoming a chief operating officer behind it. Well, mind you, guys, remember, I did not come from the entertainment industry. I didn't know the magnitude of what I was doing and the people that I was sitting with. And I just kept going, okay, God, guide me in the right direction. What do you want me to do? Which leads me to Easy Way Network and connecting in with you guys. I finally found a family that I felt like I fit in with.
Wow, that's amazing. Amazing story. And I believe you're a good fit, and it's about caring. And I've been at events and had people come up to me, Eric's events, and they literally look around going, this is really something different. I said, what do you mean? He said, the quality of people, it's just such a good quality of people. You could feel it in the air. And that's kind of what it's all about. It's a good good aura, good atmosphere.
And,
good
and,
people,
and they're,
you know?
Heart-centered.
Yeah.
They're heart-centered, faith-based type people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Lindsay, let me ask you this, going, you know, piggybacking to that. So you're connected now. You're making things. And what I love about you is you want to help your mom. You have a good mission for why you're wanting to do things. You really do want to help people. What do you think having a network like this is going to do for your future, and how has it helped you so far? How have you leveraged it?
So what I've done is I've been able to share with others my journey of some of the roadblocks that I faced, and being a kind person in a world that sometimes you find isn't so kind, right? But having you guys as essentially protectors, as the, I want to say, gatekeepers behind a lot of people with real talent and a heart for the Lord, I'll say. You guys protect, I see, your members and make sure that everybody's vetted. And so what this is doing for me is it's allowing me to showcase some of my attributes of what my strengths, right? So I can utilize my strengths and I can bring in my followers and people that I want to raise up. And everything in life is about giving others a hand up, right? So when God pours into us, it's our job to pour out to others. And that's just kind of like my own personal take on that. But what you guys are doing is you guys have created a foundation that other people can step into and be their best self. And you guys shine the light on others and give them a place for their voice to be heard behind every cause, A through Z.
And so what this
is doing for me personally too, y'all, I have a makeup line with my mom. We created a makeup line and skincare line And much like Eric and his father, they're very close. That's like my mom and I, we're very close. We're the peanut butter and jelly. She's a peanut butter to my jelly. and so she's always been known as the makeup queen in our family. And years ago, I went through a bout of brain cancer, and the only makeup or skincare I could use was the line that we created for people with sensitive skin. Mm. So there's a lot of things that are important to me, and why they're important to me is because, well, I mean, so somebody's got to speak up on these things, but your platform is going to give us an opportunity for my mom and I to be able to really share in something that we get to grow in together. It won't just be a memory of something that I just did and she can say my daughter's wonderful. No, because if it wasn't for my mom, she planted the seeds. You know, she raised mm-hmm. me, but she planted the seeds. She's the makeup queen. That's her yeah. dream, and I want to bring her dream to fruition. So
yeah, we have so much in common. That's how me and my dad are too. Only it's more on the kind of an entrepreneur path. And I want to have you and your mom on the show as well for a different episode, and it's something that we've been talking about doing, bringing on the parents and the kids, just like me and my dad. Are hosting this show. Now we have about four more minutes left, Lindsay, mm-hmm. and I want to make sure we talk yeah. about going down the path of we're conditioning you and training you now to be a Easy Way podcast managing director and really kind of running with this podcast network thing with 40 podcasts already and giving you, you know, blessing you with the power that we've been able to accumulate, and you've just brought so much, and you're just like this little firecracker, and it's like 4th of July every day with you. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what you plan on doing with that, and now let's talk about Easy Way Podcast.
Yeah, so what I noticed is being a producer, there's time, energy, effort. You've got studio time. You've got who's paying for the studio, who's doing all X, Y, Z. Who's doing this? There's a number of things and projects that want to get to the finish line, and I'll tell you what, everybody's got the cutest baby, but who in that sin industry standard thing is what people say. However, who's going to pay for this production? So what I love about Easy Way is this is something that is financially feasible. You want your own podcast. Let's say you decided you want to go have your own podcast. You've got content. You've got things you want to discuss. Where's your audience? There's a built-in audience here, which I was working on with the TV network that I was working with. There was going to be a tier of people that just came in for podcast under every group of any topic you could think of, because I thought, where are the numbers going to come from? The numbers are going to come from music. They're going to come from podcasts. They're going to come from things that are relevant right now. And how can we do this? And how can we grow this? So as I have embarked on all of this, I had shared with Eric, hey, I'd love to have a podcast with Easy Way Network. And as I had told him about, you know, this, I had a number of people that reached out to me saying, Lindsay, I want to do what you're doing. And I'm like, hey, I'm here for you. Here's a link. Go check it out. It's something that's turnkey, and you don't have to worry about your audience. You don't have to worry about your average things that you would have to worry about to monetize. And that's the other thing, that you can utilize your passion and monetize your passion at the same time. And why I'm excited about this is I put it out, and after I put it out, I think I got 15 or 20 inquiries within about, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes of people saying, hey, Lindsay, I've been following you. I want to do this too. This is great for people that are stay-at-moms. This is great for, you know, you want something that's mm-hmm. going to be turnkey, a turnkey opportunity for you, and be able to grow within an organization that highlights and showcases each respected person in their respected field. And so,
exactly.
I do have my hands on a lot of projects, but everything that can be brought to Easy Way.
It really
laid the foundation. And
it really does.
It took 20 years. Go ahead, Eric.
I was just going to say it really does mm-hmm. give you a platform with a built-in audience to make your dreams come true. It's really that simple. Whatever you're trying
yeah.
to do, and I love how you describe that. And Dad, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Lindsay, it's interesting to see
And just know we have one more minute left until the next segment.
Oh, okay.
So you go ahead for another minute.
Okay, sorry.
The entrepreneur spirit that we have with the people and the challenges, the resilience of so many of the people, like yourself, and then they just keep moving forward. And, you know, such talented people. It's exciting when you, like, if you go on a pitch party and you see everyone, it's really
In the short amount of time that we have left, I want to make sure we talk about the Meet Our Members, meetoureasywaymembers.com. I want everybody that's listening, go to meetoureasywaymembers.com. You're going to be a Meet Our Members host and be interviewing all these different people in your circle under the Meet Our Members umbrella. And the first official broadcast that I did now has 2,200 views, 180-something shares, 30 likes, and 170-something comments with no promotion, no marketing, no nothing between LinkedIn and Facebook. This thing is going viral. Why? Because it's all about spotlighting you guys. And the next one's going to be on Friday, the last Friday of this month, June 28th, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can go to easywayevents.com and register and get involved with that. But Lindsay, we're kind of out of time now. Anything else that we missed? Anything that you want to promote? You got another 30 seconds to promote whatever you want.
I tell you what, anybody that's thought that nobody's listening and you want to have your voice heard, you need to check out Easy Way Network and create and get going on a podcast. You have a reason, a purpose, a vision. God has put something in you, and Easy Way Network will help you bring it to fruition.
Oh, and my beautiful other half just texted me really quick, Lindsay. Say something about what me and Dante have. How have me and Dante helped you as far as coaching you? And you know, if you say something about your results.
Absolutely, sure. So what's interesting is I've been that person that was there for everybody around me, and then it was almost kind of like I was pouring into everybody's cups and nobody was pouring back into mine, which there's no woe is me. It wasn't until Dante Sears and Eric Zulli came into my life and they showed me my worth again, if that makes sense. I had lost a bit of my worth based upon some of the things I felt. I didn't feel I had lost a sense of me. By trying to do everything for everybody around me. And so being able to be a part of Easy Way Network and having an automatic family that believes in you and shows you to continue to keep showing up, being your greatest self, I feel like that's, if this resonates with anybody, I can't tell you how much Eric was just right there for me during a time that I needed somebody. I'll end this quick. I was in the process of launching, and I still am going to, launching a technology company that I had worked years on, and my business partner passed away 24 hours before we were launching. The very first person that was there for me was Eric and Dante Sears.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. And guys, look up Lindsay Rose on EasyWayWallOfFame.com, on the Easy Way Network. She's there to connect with you. Go click on the connect button. You've been an amazing guest today, Lindsay. Can't wait to see what your growth is going to be like with Easy Way and God's Way. And it's going to be a spectacular journey. So thank you so much for being a guest.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much, James. Thank you. Okay, you have a good day.
Okay, we'll be talking to you. Okay.
All right, guys. So this show is brought to you by Better Vision for Children, bvccharity.org, and also Esco's Pizza, 615 North La Brea Avenue, Los Angeles, California. Phone number 323-592-3042. Best pizza, best food you'll ever have. Stop by. Tell them that you're part of the Easy Way family. Get a very special deal and discount. And if you do, take a selfie at Esco's Pizza. We'll interview you about how much you love the pizza and give you a little promotion for yourself. So Esco's Pizza.
Yes,
all right. So we're going to go to Karma Leaders Corner now. Great segment with Lindsay Rose.
Thank you,
Lindsay. A lot of great things happening with the Easy Way family. And we just appreciate you guys tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to rbllive.com if you're enjoying the show or if you want your chance to be a guest on the show. And we'll be right back. You are about to experience
Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again, and I'm feeling grand. All right, now. I love the applause. That's what I'm talking about. Well, you know what? I've got a whole lot to talk about today because I've got coming your way one of the most amazing ladies that I've met recently, and I've got to thank Jimmy James, if he's listening, for the giving him a shout-out because of him introducing her to me. And her name is Denise the Estelle. She is the founder of the amazing The Honor Thy Father Awards, which you've heard all about just recently from Dr. Eric, because his dad, our one and only Jim Zuli, is getting ready to be honored as the first recipient of the Humanitarian Award. How about that? Well, let me just tell you a little bit more about it. All right. More applause. Well deserved. I have been learning more and more about Denise as we've been getting to know one another. And she has been on this journey for 22 years. And I didn't know it, but she was, you know, the originator of it because, you know, there are people out there when they see a good thing, they want to do it too. I was familiar with the copycat version, but did not know who really started it until recently. And this Thy Honor Father Awards has actually been produced at the Staples Center with thousands of people watching fathers, well-deserved fathers, receiving awards, such as Jim Zuli. And I had no idea, you know, until recently, like I said. And now that I am connected with someone like Denise, she is a humanitarian who happens to originate from a school that the school I used to teach at fed into. I was a teacher for nearly 25 years at Horace Mann Junior High School, and we also happen to have a mutual friend, Iris Stevenson, who's just amazing, a movie starring, I like to say, Whoopi Goldberg, was actually produced about Iris Stevenson, and I know that Denise probably has some stories that she can share with her, with us about Iris Stevenson. And there's more I want to tell you about, but then, you know, with her credentials, we would be on the line all day long. So let me just bring her on now. Denise, welcome. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very loud.
Okay, very good. Yes, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, good morning.
Absolutely. So I am excited to be on the show this morning. It's like my wake-up call to start the day.
Yes, a great way to start the day. And I like the way you always address it as grand morning.
Yes, grand rising. Yes, I norm. That's my morning salutation that I generally send out in the morning to my text buddies.
Yes. Well, tell us what led you on this journey. What made you decide to honor fathers in particular?
That's a really good question. I'll go into depth a little bit because the seed was actually planted when I was a little girl. And I came from a single-parent household. It was me, my sister, and my mother. Now, my sister and I have different fathers, and my sister's dad would pick her up every other weekend. And when he picked my sister up, he would be so happy. She was his daddy's little girl. And when he would bring her home, she would have clothes and toys. And the interesting thing about that dynamic is I didn't have a father picking me up every other weekend. And what happened was, and this was ongoing, this went on month after month, year after year. And so when he would bring my sister home and she'd have her new clothes and her new toys, I felt as if a part of me was being chiseled away because I didn't have a father calling me daddy's little girl. You know, I just didn't have that. And so one day a man came to our door. He was in uniform. And I was excited. I'd never seen a man in uniform. And he wanted to speak to my mom. And so he came in. He spoke to my mom. They went to a different room for about maybe 5 minutes. And he spoke to my mother, and he left. And then as he walked out the door, my mother looked at me, and she said, "Denise, that is your father." So listening audience, the only memory I have of my father was coming in to talk to my mom, not even looking at me, and just leaving. So what does that say to a 7 or 8 year old? In my case, it showed me that I had no value because I didn't have that which my sister had. I didn't have the father. I didn't have the, you know, the new clothes and the new toys. And so, again, week after week, month after month, I just felt a part of me was being chiseled away. I felt like I had no value. And then one day when my sister's father came to pick her up, he had an extended conversation with my mother. I was playing in another room on the floor with Barbie doll. My mom comes in. And so she said, "Denise, do you want to go with Brenda and Charles?" Brenda being my sister, Charles being her father. Now, my mom had never said that to me. And I looked at her and I said, "Yes, I want to go." So my mother put my clothes in a paper bag, and I went with my sister and her father. And, oh, my God, I had the best time. I had an opportunity to see the relationship that she had with her father, an in-depth relationship that she had with her grandparents and her cousins. And it was such a beautiful thing. And the beauty of it was they enveloped me as if I was a part of the family. And so the following weekend, when my sister's father came to pick my sister up, again, my mom asked if I wanted to go, and I said yes. So I went with my sister and my father again. And when he bought my sister toys, he bought me toys. When he bought my sister clothes, he bought me clothes. Little did I know, when my mother came in the room and I was sitting on the floor playing with a doll, and she asked me if I wanted to go with my sister and her father, little did I know that that day was the day that my sister's father became my father.
Wow.
So that was the seed that was planted. And as I got older, I would see fathers on the street, Carmelita and listening audience. I would want to hug them. And literally, I would want to hug them and just thank them for being with their children, thank them for being good fathers. And, of course, you can't do that on the street. And so I decided to have an awards dinner honoring fathers. And so that was the birth, that was the genesis of the Honor Thy Father Awards.
That is such an amazing journey. And, you know, it just shows how important it is, you know, when we are growing up, how our life journey, you know, is affected by individuals who plant seeds in our lives. You know, in my case, it was my mother. For those of you who know me, they know very well that she was my everything. You know, I had a stepfather. He was from Pakistan, but he was not my birth father. And, you know, I didn't really get to know my real father until they decided, well, you know, I was, I think, a teenager at the time. It would be nice for Carmelita to meet her real father. And they did introduce him to me. He was a veteran, and he served at Pearl Harbor. And he was actually given a two-gun salute when he left the planet. They had a big, big recognition of him, you know, where they have the veterans group. And Jim, if you're listening, I know you are. I'm sure you're familiar with that. But anyway, Denise, I want to congratulate you on what you have been doing. You're so dedicated. You know, I know what it is to have a labor of love when you truly, you know, are dedicated because you're driven to do that. The Holy Spirit is driving you. And this is the thing that connects those of I like to believe, the light bearers. And that's one of the reasons why I love being part of this network, because as Lindsay Rose was talking about earlier, she's a light bearer. The Holy Spirit planted a seed in her, and there's no issue with her to do what she does because it's easy. It becomes an easy task because you are driven to do what the Holy Spirit is guiding you to do, and you just are guided. So it's a wonderful thing. I know that we can join hands to help make things better in the world for everyone else. And I want to thank you again for what you're doing. And Jim, again, we're going to congratulate you on being the first recipient of the Humanitarian Award. And Denise, why don't you talk about Jim, how you selected him to be the recipient of that award?
That's a good question, Carmelita. Number one, you invited me to the Easy Way podcast. And quite honestly, because of my busyness in production, preparing for the Honor Thy Father Awards, I would have probably waited. But for some reason, spiritually led, for lack of a better phrase, I got on. I got on the Easy Way network on Thursday, and my thought was, okay, I'll get on because Carmelita invited me. I'll get on for maybe 20 minutes. And then once I was on, it was so captivating. I 20 minutes turned into an hour turned into 2 hours, and it was just captivating. And so I was, you know, Mr. Jim Zuli was introduced and talking about Better Vision for Children, and I just got this warm feeling about Mr. Zuli. And then we ended up having breakout rooms, and then I had the opportunity to share, you know, with the people that were in my breakout room what I do. And this one gentleman, after the breakout rooms, he was so impressed about me honoring fathers, he made mention on the main podcast after the breakout that I honor fathers. And then Eric said, oh, I want to honor my dad. And so then it was just more, I just started having this warm feeling about, I'm just thinking in my mind. It wasn't something that I thought about prior to getting on the call, because we've had special honorees in the past, but for some reason, this is spirit-led. I look at this event as God's work, and so spirit led me to say, we'll give Mr. James Zuli, I'm sorry, we'll give Mr. Jim Zulli, our 2024 Humanitarian Award. It wasn't foreseen. It was just something that was spirit-led. And I was talking to Eric, and I said, you know what, I want to give your dad the 2024 Humanitarian Award, but let me check with my team because this is something we hadn't thought about. And so I talked to him like 4 days later, and I said, it's a go. And so we're really, really excited about it. Better Vision for Children, oh, my God, I did a little bit of research on that, and that I love his work. And not just the Better Vision for Children in terms of that, but the other side, the flip side, where giving children the vision for a better tomorrow in terms of their lifestyle, you know, in terms of their jobs and their community and their advocacy and what they want to do for their community and their families and their planet. And so I just love the whole concept. I just love it, love it, love it.
Well,
and
listen, Denise, you're on a roll, but, you know, I've already gone over time because you really have so much that everybody needs to hear. And I think that's the only reason why I haven't gotten the hook. I know my producer, Dr. Eric, is listening, and he has an eye on the clock. So we need to ask you to give your website so that people can connect with you and be able to attend this amazing event. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting everybody else to come too.
Yes, thank you, Carmelita. It's honorthyfatherawards.com. And I'll repeat, honorthyfatherawards.com. And our business line is 310-507-1999. 310-507-1999. And I'll just say we make a really big deal out of Mother's Day, and rightfully so, but let's make a really big deal out of Father's Day. There is,
yes,
there are
indeed
so many amazing fathers out,
yes,
there.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm
many. Yes. Let's just roll out the red carpet for them, and thank you for your time.
All right, now.
Hey guys, alright, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit EasyWayWallOfFame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there. You know what? Let's just make this a little easier on you. If you're local, text Easy Way, no spaces, to the number
59925. Text Easy Way to 59925. That's the letter E, letter Z, W A Y, to 59925. Best way to keep in touch with us if you're local. And man, Dad, today was a awesome show. How do you feel listening to so much praise? I mean, like, it's all about
you.
You
know, it's so nice. And I look at so many people would get a humanitarian award. And, you know, it's a lot of people, you know, they just have hearts for so many, hearts to help, you know, and they're not given an award. And I would like to get them all up on stage at the same time, because it's like with the people we have, you hear their stories there, and they're amazing stories. It's like, wow. And what they go through, and they're still moving forward. And, you know, she mentioned the BBC. Let me take a second. BBC is Better Vision for Children. And it it's a 501c3 nonprofit that basically brings awareness. We want to bring awareness to children's eye disease, amblyopia, myopia, and all eye disease. And we also support research and testing in this field. And 50% of parents do not have their children tested. And when something comes about, if it's, you know, if it's contacted early, it can be taken care of with no problem at all. But if let go, it can cause serious illness, you know, eyesight problems and so on and so forth. But we added a second vision, and that's a vision for their future, and that brings mentoring and field trips and all kinds of benefits to open up the doors to a brighter future for the foster children and children that are in need, underprivileged children. And we want to just open up a lot of doors for them, for, you know, it could be mentoring in many fields, you know.
And we want to point out, too, it's not just for children. It's for young men, young women. It's really, you know, we want to help everybody with their eyesight, but this was formed 40 years ago by Tom Cataldo for children, so we're trying to keep that legacy going. But also, too, you guys, go to bvccharity.org, and you can simply donate. And if you donate $50 or more, we're doing a special campaign. Anybody that donates $50 or more to Better Vision for Children, we will interview you about why you made that donation. Who are you as a humanitarian? What's your why? And give you that extra exposure to our network with over 10 million viewers. And so that's just our way of saying thank you for supporting the cause. And I want to also point out, guys, that Easy Way News is subscribable. And we're getting ready to, Dad, you're getting ready to put some amazing news, all the news stories, all the hottest news, not just Easy Way News, but the hottest general news that's happening in entertainment or political or business or health. You know, we want to keep everybody up to date and become an actual, you know, like online newspaper news station with a press pass, build our own press association, like really be news, and at the same time really cover the Easy Way News and all the members that we have, almost 3,000 members and growing now.
Yes,
and so make sure you guys go to easywaynews.com and subscribe to whatever section that, you know, fits what you want to follow. We're always looking for new news. So if you email easywaynewspaper@gmail.com, you can submit your stories. You can submit your news. We also have a group and kind of a little coalition we're building with all of our partners and all of our distributors and other magazines. And we're building a whole directory list of how we can get you that much more reach when you become a member. And so that's going to be in conjunction with Easy Way News. Another awesome announcement, and we'll be announcing this officially, doing a big press release, is we are working something pretty amazing with celebrity boxing. And celebrity boxing is a very high profile brand that has had Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart endorsing them, watching their stuff. They've had fights with 50 Cent. They've had Kim Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian and Howard Stern and TMZ support. Like they've been around for a long time. And my very good friend Damon Feldman is the founder. And we're getting ready to announce something really major. You'll see some news articles right now of a new fight happening on September 22nd with Sugar Shane Mosley fighting a really major influencer. And it's a professional boxing fight endorsed by Steven Seagal. And that campaign is happening right now. And you'll see more and more of this happening on Easy Way News. And we definitely want you guys to help us grow that, which is in conjunction with Easy Way Magazine too. There's advertising options. If you want to get your story out there, we're one of the best options to do it. And not only do we post something, but like I said, we have 3,000 members that are actually willing to press the share button. So think about how powerful that is. Our subscriber list is up to about 30,000 emails now, and we have different subscriptions for different type of markets and demographics that we are building. And all you need to do is create a profile and book appointments. It's really that simple. You create a profile, you'll book appointments. What Denise was talking about, where she first met us and she first learned about us, that was called the Mega Pitch Party, which you've heard the commercial that's happening. June 6th is the next one, and it's the most amazing experience. You walk away with amazing connections, and you pitch your purpose. And our motto is, you pitch it, we promote it. And my dad spins a wheel, that gives you the opportunity to win up to $10,000 in marketing and business development, branding services. And it's a lot of fun. So if you guys haven't checked it out,
it's amazing.
EasywayPitchParty.com.
PitchParty.com, right. It's amazing how, you know, they'll have a movie and they'll say, well, 1 hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours, maybe a little longer, but people only have so much patience, and that's why they make the movies only to a certain length. And their pitch parties go from 4 to 6, but after 6, sometimes they go another 45 minutes to an hour. Everybody stays on, and it's just it's exciting or fun listening to everybody the whole time.
It's definitely, in a good way, infectious, and we have the most amazing testimonials and people. You go to, and actually we got to close up, Dad. I forgot I have an appointment. I'm getting the text right now, so I'm gonna say bye, guys. Check it out yourself. EasywayPitchParty.com. The invite code is EasyWay, and make sure that you guys set up your profile after you create that account. So setting up your profile is where the magic happens, the conversion happens, and actually the booking appointments happen. And so we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to say bid you guys adieu, say bye-bye, and make sure to check out the new VIP program we're doing as well, so you get access to all this amazingness that we talked about on today's show. And there's so much more we didn't even cover. So if you want access to influencers or access to additional accelerated business and access to accelerating your branding for a very, very low cost of $50 a month, you need to check out easywaynetwork.com/VIP. All right, guys, we'll see you next week, Monday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Same Easy Way time, same Easy Way channel on the Easy Way Network with myself, Dr. Eric Zulli, and James Zulli. Again, congratulations, Dad, on your award. June 16th, guys,
thank you.
HonorThyFatherAwards.com. Get your tickets. They're moving quick. We're setting up the tables. We even got Getty Images covering. There's a lot of press that's coming in, and we even have celebrities that are confirming. So it's definitely going to be an occasion you won't be able to forget. It's definitely going to be something for the memories, something for the record books. All right, we'll catch you guys next week, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. We love you guys. And Radio Boomers Live is out.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new EasyWay store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 EasyWay Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EasyWay, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678. Or visit EasyWayNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zulli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching EasyWay Family. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWay Family. Subscribe to our show at EasyWayPodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.